Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began Simen Reish Nun Zayin in yesterday's share, which begins to deal with the dinim of Hatmanas Chamim, insulating things on Shabbos as well as on Erev Shabbos. And we brought down a din yesterday, the Ein Tomnim B'Dover Hamosif Hevel, Afil Mibojom. You're not allowed to insulate food on Erev Shabbos even, certainly not on Shabbos, with an item that will add heat to it. We will discuss some items what are called adding heat to it today. And if you did in fact heat from it, the Mechaber said, if you hit the Dover Mosef Hevel, HaTavshil also Afilu B'Dievet. You're not allowed to use this Tavshil, this cooked dish, until after Shabbos. Now, the Mechaber picks up today on the very top line. That's where we'll begin. V'davko b'tzonein shenischameim oshenitztamek v'yofalo. That which we said, that you're not allowed to do this on Erev Shabbos, and if you did it, you're not allowed to get any hanor from it on Shabbos, even b'dievet. That's only when we're talking about if something was cold and you heated it up, or it's something that will benefit from additional heating. It's stomach for your fellow. However, avol ba'omed b'chamimuso, if something was already hot, kishor rishona, it's just as hot as it originally was, then mutter, then b'dievet, you are allowed to get benefit from it if you did, in fact, heat it up through this insulation. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains over here in Sivkot and Zayin, we're talking about Pirish le'inyan Dievid. We're talking here about a Bidievid. Abu l'chadchila, optimally, starting up front, osur afilu mitztamik v'relo. You're not allowed to insulate something over here, even if it will get worse from the additional heating. Kamosha kosov b'siv Zayin, as we'll learn in Yitz Hashem in an upcoming shir in Siv Zayin. And this is brought down in the Achronim. Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ba'omid b'chamimusa v'chulei, if it's going to be already as hot as it was previously, it's not going to get hotter over here. So that means, Hatam, the reasoning is, Doha lo ahani ma'isav klal, because you really didn't benefit at all directly by keeping it hot. It already was hot. And because of a mugging of Ram, duha din hamatmin v'shabbos. The same thing would apply on Shabbos. If somebody insulated something on Shabbos, v'dover she'eno mosif hevel, it doesn't add to the heat at all. D'shari b'dievet, it would be acceptable to eat this b'dievet. Afal gav d'yosa yisuri, even though you did something wrong, but we don't cancel the food over here. Duha eino ella omeid b'chamimuso, because the bottom line is, nothing has really changed. The food was just as hot before you did this. You're right, it would have cooled off, but since nothing has absolutely been changed over here, it's hot, and now it's still hot, therefore it is not forbidden b'dievet to eat such food. Dear Shavut number 9 brings down, this is true, afal pi shemais of hualo, shalot itztani natavshel. You can't say that it didn't benefit it in some way, otherwise the item would have cooled down. Nevertheless, the Chazon Ish writes, shekivon sheshevach hazeh eino nikor, it's not recognizable. It was at 120 degrees beforehand, it's now at 120 degrees now, so it's not recognizable that you did anything via insulating it, and therefore eino nechshav shoilo maisav. So it doesn't look like you actually did something, and therefore the rabbis did not kansi you in this situation b'dievet. Dear Shifut number 10 brings down for Chazon Ish, Shebedover Hamitztamik V'Yavlo, if it's something, however, that doesn't prove by additional heating, oh, Shadayin Lo Hisbasho Kol Tzorcho, or if in fact you have something that wasn't fully cooked, and now it's going to improve, Roy Lesser, then one should not allow this. As opposed to the simple understanding of the Mo'ig of Rum that would seem to suggest that this is acceptable. And the Chazon Ish explains, Mishum Sha'afilu Ba'ofen Shirak Mishtamer Choma Tavshil, because even in the case that we just discussed, where you're just maintaining the heat, Nasa Boshevach, it really has benefited, as we explained, and therefore, Ein Lohokel Elokisha Hisbashel Kol Tzorcho Umitztamik Ralo. Therefore, we only don't kansi you in this situation, according to Chazon Ish, if it's something that's truly not recognizable. It will get worse if it cooks more, and it's something that was already fully cooked. So therefore, if you just maintain the temperature, we don't cancel you. But in any other situation, we do in fact cancel you. Now we go to the Rama. The Rama says, Hago, Yei Shomim, there is an opinion that's brought down over here, She'im Shachach V'Hitmin B'Shogeg, if you forgot and you insulated something by accident, B'Dovar Hamosif Hevel, with something that does add heat to it, Shari Lecho, we don't cancel you in this situation, we do allow you to eat this food, if you did this by accident. And this is brought down in the name of the Hagos Mordechai. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes explains, the Hu Adin, the same thing would apply, Im Shogag Badin. If you said, oh, one is allowed to insulate, I'm not stoking the fire, you must be allowed to insulate. V'sova Shemutter, and the person mistakenly thought that insulating was mutter, which of course it's not. So Gamzeh Shogig Mikri, this is also called a Shogig. This is also called something that's unintentional. even though you obviously intended to do it, but you thought it was permissible. So that's called in halacha unintentional as well. So you're permitted to eat this. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Yod, Tama Yesh Omer Hu, the reasoning behind this over here is as follows. This Sfira Lehu, the Hatmana, Shoveh, Bazeh, L'Shehia. This opinion equates Hatmana insulating with Shehia, with leaving it on the fire. The Pasek HaMachaber De'el B'Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph, and there the Machaber had paskind, the Imshachach V'Shah, if a person forgot and accidentally left it there on Erev Shabbos, Afilu Tavshil Shemitzdamik V'Yavalo, even if it's a type of food that it will benefit more from the additional cooking, Mutu Lechol, the rabbis didn't make a knas in this situation, and you're permitted to eat it. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the opinion of these great Achronim, the Mogen Avram, the Taz, and the Vilna Gaon, who hold over here that the Mechaber's opinion, as opposed to the Ramah's opinion, the Mechaber's opinion is that you're not allowed to eat, that the rabbis did consider you're not allowed to eat to Motzei Shabbos. And therefore, they hold that the Mechaber didn't mention this alternate opinion. Even though all these Yishonim hold that the Mechaber doesn't agree with this, nevertheless, under extenuating circumstances, the Mamakom HaTzorech, under special need, you could rely upon this more lenient opinion that the Ramah brings down in the name of the Yesh Omrim, the Hagos Mordechai. Shahar B'Achronim Mitzadim came, because there are other Achronim that in fact hold like this. Ubifrat, and especially, Im Hayon Yisbashel Kol Tzorcho, certainly if it was already fully cooked. The Belav Hochi Yesh Mekilon Lekama B'Siv Zayin B'Hagah. That we'll see, there are those that are Mekil even L'Chadchila over there, as we'll see in Siv Zayin, in the Ramah. And therefore, Al-Kain. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, "Ein lahachmer b'zeh le'inyan di'evet b'shogeg." Therefore, if it's done accidentally and it's a b'di'evet situation, one doesn't have to be machmer like the Mechaber. One can rely upon this more makel opinion of the Yesh Omrim. The remark continues, and he writes, "Yesh Omrim de'chol ze eino asur ela kishos ha'letzorech laila." That which we said you can't insulate over here, it's when you're potentially going to use this food at nighttime. And therefore, we have to be concerned with the Shema Yechata, that you're going to come and see, gee, it's not ready yet, and you're going to come to adjust the insulating material that could, in fact, be stoked. But if you're insulating this to have it for lunch for tomorrow, on Shabbos lunch, then mutu lahatmin mabojom, then you could insulate on Erev Shabbos, bedovah shemosef hevel, even with something that does add heat, because you're not concerned, as we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah will explain, that you're going to come to adjust it. This is similar to the laws that we said of putting raw meat on the oven on Friday afternoon. It's no way it will be ready for Friday night. Therefore, we don't have to be concerned, Shem Yechata, and it will definitely be ready no matter what by Shabbos lunch, even if you're not Mechata. And this opinion is here brought down in the name of the Mordechai at the beginning of Perek Kira in Shabbos, and as well the Beis Yosef brings this down in Self Simon Reish Nun Gimel in the name of the Shiboli Leket. The Ramah continues and he writes, "Ubidiyeved yesh lismachazeh." You can rely upon this opinion, bidiyeved. Obavachla yor rogil lasos came, but you shouldn't rely upon it every week. Every now and then, something comes up, you could rely upon this opinion, but otherwise, you shouldn't rely upon it on a regular basis. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, and he says the reasoning over here is hatam, the ikor masha asu lahatman, the real reason behind not allowing insulation to insulate something, b'mosif hevel, with something that adds heat, is because of the concern, mishum shema yovo lahatman biremetz, you may come to go and insulate it in some material, v'yachata b'gecholim, and you come to go and stir these insulating materials that have coals inside of them, and therefore, that would be an issur of chitoy of the coals on Shabbos. Yalkein, kivon shemat min letzorach mochor. But in a situation here where you're not planning on eating this food tonight, on Friday night, you're going to eat it on Shabbos lunch. Sfirulhu layesh omrim, according to this opinion over here, the lo shayach zera there. There is no concern over here that maybe you'll come to stir the coals, because dafilu mo yagia hatav shu lemaychol ben drosoy, even if it's not going to make it to the status of being partially cooked, maychol ben drosoy, a half or a third cooked, by lunch tomorrow, it certainly will. So, Yisbashu Mimelo, Kol HaLaila, will cook all night long, V'lo Yovo L'chatos. He has no reason to go and stir the coals, to go and stir this insulating material that has coals inside of it. V'u'adin D'sirulu L'yesh Omrim, and likewise, the Yesh Omrim here holds, D'muta L'hatmin Min Yisbashu Kol Tzorcho. Likewise, if it's already fully cooked, you can also do this. D'lo Yovo Gamkin L'chatos. Why would a person stir it? It's already fully cooked. And therefore, according to this opinion, if it's fully cooked, according to this opinion, you could even insulate it for use that night, because there's no suspicion or reason to think that you'll go and stir the coals. It's already fully cooked. And this goes like the lenient opinion that we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem in Siv Zayin. We've mentioned already several times in the Ramah over there that permits this. And Dirsha footnote 14 explains, as I've already alluded to, the reasoning is over here because they hold that Hatmana is similar to Shehiyah in this regard. And if there's no concern Shema Yechata by Shehiyah, and likewise there would be no concern Shema Yechata by Hatmana, both would be permissible. However, you shouldn't do this on a regular basis. And Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis says, Mashma Dimuragil at b'dieved also. If a person relies upon this every week, then it becomes forbidden. Why? Vatam, the reason is, Then Miikra Adin Ein Lehem Mokum LaYeshomim. In fact, this Yeshomim is a very difficult shita, because from the Ikr Din, it really should not be allowed. Kamosha Kosav Agro Ushar Poskim, as the Vilna Gaon writes and other Poskim write. And therefore, V'chein Kosav Dayesh Mekilim Delekamon Ein Lehem Mokum Adin. And likewise, we're going to have another opinion where we're going to say that this lenient opinion of the Yesh Mekilim really doesn't have a real source in Halacha. And therefore, Lekach Kosav Shom Ramah Dein Lehem Hokein B'Shari Mekomos. And therefore, you can't take advantage of this in other places as well. So, Tovia, you shouldn't really take advantage of this except if it's under extenuating circumstances. B'Shas Atzorech. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Afilu Tavshil Shinis Bashil Kol Tzorcho. Even if you have a food that's been fully cooked, also Lahatman B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to insulate it on Shabbos. Afilu B'Dover She'ein Amosif Hevel. Even with something that will not add heat to it on Shabbos itself, as opposed to we've been talking about Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to even insulate it with something that won't add heat. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel explains, Umikol Makom B'Dieved Shari. The Chanal B'Siv Cotton Ches. However, if you did do this on Shabbos with something that doesn't add heat, it doesn't become osir, you're still allowed to use it. As we've already explained, the Chanal B'Siv Cotton Ches, where we said that it's not recognizable that anything has really been changed, so therefore it is B'Dieved permitted. The rabbis did not counsel you in this situation. The Chabad continues and he says, Umikol Makom Losum Kelim Al Tavshil Kidei L'Shomru Minu Achbarim. However, to put a top onto a dish in order to protect it from mice, oh, Kidei Shelo Yistanef Ba'afruyis, or that dust shouldn't get into it, dirt shouldn't get into it, that is permissible shari, even though it will be insulated by you putting the cover on top of it. She'ein zeh kimat min lohochem, because you're not putting the cover on it over here to maintain the heat, el kishomer, you're doing it for shmir purposes, so the mice shouldn't get into it, so it shouldn't get dirty. V'nosein kisu yala kideira, and therefore you're allowed to put the cover on top of a pot. And the Ramah adds, Va'ain Le'el, Simon Reshon Gimel. He says, go look at these halachas in Reshon Gimel. The Bir Halacha and Dibur Amaskel, Va'ain Le'el, says, Eni Yodea Kavanaso. I'm not sure exactly what the Ramah is referring to over here, that you should look back in Reshon Gimel, and he gives a couple of suggestions as to why maybe Simon Reshon Gimel would be Nogea over here. In any event, now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah and see if Katan Yod Dalet. Mishnah Berurah says, you can put a cap on it. Hainu Afilu Begodim. This cap doesn't have to be the fully form-fitting pot cover, but it could even be just some sort of a garment, some sort of a cloth or beged that you're putting on it that will actually keep the heat in as well, and it won't allow it to cool off. Afilu hokishari, that still is permissible, because that's not your intention. Your intention, as we said, is to be a shomer over here, to protect it. The issue for number 16 brings down, v'anachas korim uksosos, to put pillows and blankets on top of it, that Rav Nissan Karolitz Shlita brings down from the Mishnah Berurah that's osur. Mishum shechamurahi mehanochas begodim. That's not just like putting a cloth on top of it, a towel on top of it. That is already real hatmona. Vafilu mekavonaso lishmor sakdera meachbar mekdoma. And even though your intention is to protect the kli, as we just said, it's a shomer, so the mice don't get into it. Mikol makom muchach ktsas shemiskavin batmona zu gam lishmor alchomakder. Because here it's obvious that you're doing it also for insulating purposes. And Rav Nissan Karolitz concludes and he says, mikol makom, if this is the only thing that you have available to insulate with, since it's not 100% clear that you're doing it for insulating purposes, it's a little bit suspicious, obviously, for that, because this is an insulating type of material, but since it's also doing it for the purposes of shmira, if you have nothing else, so then you are allowed to insulate it, even with the korum and the ksosos. Dishah for number 18 brings down, and putting the exact form-fitting pot cover on top of the pot, so Rav Moshe Feinstein's Atzal and the Igros Moshe says, is permissible. Afilu shekavonaso lishmor sachom. Even if that situation, your intention is also to keep in the heat. Shekivan sushoris l'chasoso gam l'dvar machayim, since they're also putting the cover on for shmira purposes. For example, kedon shalot tipol l'socha ofer kdoma, as we just said, so dust shouldn't get into it. Zu tsuras shmiras hakedera. This is called watching the utensil. The ein onira kinas l'hatmona. It doesn't look like you're specifically doing it for hatmona purposes. What about covering it up with something like aluminum foil? So it brings down Rav Moshe as well, that nechshav katmona. That is considered hatmona. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that that's also called the Kisui of the Kedera, the Eina Bechlal Hatmana, and that's the opinion of Rav Yashiv also to be more lenient. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Eluhein Dvarim Amosifim Hevel. What are items, for example, that go and increase the heat that we're talking about that you can't insulate with something that's Mosif Hevel? So he gives multiple examples. Number one, Psola Shel Zesim, the waste products over here of olives after they've been pressed. O Shel Shumshimin, or sesame seeds. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah will bring down the Siv Katan Tesvav over here. It says that there's a difference between the Psola Shel Zesim and the Shumshimim, and the sesame seeds and all the other things. So if you look in Siv Katan Tesvav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Avogav Delinin Hatmona Besochon. Even though to insulate within these types of things, they are identical. The halach is the same for both the psola shel zesim and the shumshmi and the other things that we're going to mention. There is a difference between them in the following way. In regards to the sesame and all the other things that we'll mention, the other things later in the chmachar that I haven't yet mentioned, only to put your pot inside of them, it is forbidden. But if you're insulating with something that is permissible to insulate with, something that is not Mosif Hevel, for example, Kagon Bakupa Shotzemer, you're putting it inside some wool or Kehai Gavna that will retain the heat but it won't add to the heat, then you could put this box of wool on top of these other things that are Mosif Hevel. Aval al gefesh al zesim also only up, but you still can't put it on the zesim. The chamime tve, because they are very hot, they will heat up more. Umosif and hevel lamala derech hakupa lakdera, and they will cause heat to go inside to the kupa and into the kedera. So there is a distinction over here between the zesim and all the other things in this regard. In any event, the Mechaber continues over here and says, what are other things that are mosif hevel besides the psolish al zesim and the shumshimin? He says v'zevel manure v'melach salt v'sid lime v'chol sand. All of these things, whether they're moist or whether they're dry, they all will be mosif hevel. They all will add heat. B'teven v'zakin, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Tezayin, this is true, bein imu oroch o nechtach l'chatikos dakos, whether this is a long piece or whether it's cut up into small pieces. What exactly is teven? Teven is straw. V'zakin, what is that? V'zakin hu psolus sholyakev yayin, this is the waste of a wine vat. So these types of things are considered as one tevin and v'zagin. We'll see in Mishnah Berurah Sifkotin Yudches, he says, choshev l'tevin v'zagin kechada. So this is number one. Umochin, this is like tufts of wool. That's number two. Vasov and various types of grasses. So all of these three things, bizman sheshloshtem, when all three things over here, tevin zogin one, mochin two, vasov and three, bizman sheshloshtem lachem, when they are moist over here, they're also mosif hevel. When they're dry, however, they're not mosif hevel. Mr. Burtz of Kotten Yotess explains, the lachen yesh ben hevel harbe yosem yivyeshem. When they're moist, they have a lot more heat potential to produce heat than when they're dry. Umistim as a mechaber, mashma, from the fact that the mechaber doesn't specify how they became moist, the bein lachen machas matzman, whether they're moist by themselves from their own juices, so to say, or bein lachen machas lovracher, or they became wet, and they're moist in that reason, shtem asurim. We don't care how they got moist, how they got wet, whatever reason they got moist or wet, they are in fact going to be most of hevel and also to insulate with them. However, others disagree. Omnum kam achronim iskimu, there are achronim, he brings down this din in the name of the Mabushi Yom Tov, the Al Yeraba, the Ateres Zekanim, the Tosefer Shabbos, and Sharet Zion Ostez Zayin, who disagree and say, the davko lachem and machas atzman, it's only if they're moist from their own juices that makes it mosif hevel. Shem mechamus yoser milachen machamus mashke shenoflo aleh mishayofshu. And they become much more capable of producing heat only from their own moisture as opposed to from moisture that came externally upon them. In any event, these are the things that are mosif hevel. The Mechaber then goes and says, "Ve'el dvarim she'ena mosif hevel." The following things are insulating materials that do not add heat to it: kisus, clothing; uperos, fruits; chanfeyona, and the wings, the feathers of doves of Yona; osharnotos, or other birds' wings; una ores shel pishton, pieces of flax; una soros shel charoshim, and chips of wood. Pirish. The Rama says this means hakashadak, the very thin, finely chopped up straw. Hanofil min ha'etz, that comes off from the wood, kishim megarim osol b'megeru, sawdust, when you're going to chop up the wood, so these fine little pieces over here do not produce heat, but they retain heat. Mr. Bruin Sivkot and Chof explains, ksus is hu adin koros uksosos v'gizei tzemer, this includes not only clothing, but all sorts of pillows and blankets and other wool shearings. Sivkot and Chofal of peros, kigon, chitin, kitnios, wheat and beans, Sivkatan Chav Bey is the Shar Notzos, other bird feathers, and Arkat Mechila Kafiona. Why is he specifically mentioned the dove wings? Huloshanatama. This comes from the Gemara, Mishum Deir Matsulem. That was very common by them. Sivkatan Chav Gimel Naorish Al Pishtan. This is referring to Dak, very finely cut fibers, Shinori Minapishtan, that fall off from the flax. That will conclude today's shir.